subject dock and walkway was 700 square feet based on the 70-foot lot width at the mean high water line. In the variance case, the length of the access walkway to the terminal platform caused the proposed dock to exceed the maximum dock size. Prior to 2012, access walkways were not included in the maximum dock size calculations. Ordinance 2012-14 amended the dock size calculation language, stating that the area of a dock shall include all existing and proposed docks and related structures beginning at the mean high water line and extending waterward. Based on an aerial assessment of the riverfront, there are properties on Daggett Creek branch of the Halifax River and additional homes near the south end of South Peninsula Drive that require long access walkways to reach the navigable waterway. And I have a few examples here. And this area is on that Daggett Creek branch and is also the location of where the variance 14-2023 was located. And again, this is that same area. You can see that the access walkways have to travel a long distance over wetlands to reach the waterway. And then here are the properties on the south end that also have a bit of a dock length that would potentially cause them to not comply with the maximum dock size if they had to rebuild. So ordinance 2012-14 that amended the dock size calculation language has proven to be problematic for certain property owners with mean high water lines that are a substantial distance from the navigable waterway. The planning board recommended that an amendment to the LUDC could make variances for properties in similar circumstances unnecessary. So we are bringing forth the following proposed amendments. The most significant part of the code amendment is to remove access walkways from the dock size measurement. The other amendments include adding definitions for access walkway and terminal platform, and adding the main pier walkway shall not exceed 6 feet in width. Also, it removes references to state and or federal approval, clarifying that access walkways shall not be included in the maximum dock size calculation, adding a requirement to meet all other dimensional standards, and adding access walkway to types of structures that shall not have enclosed sides. So, on July 23rd, the Planning Board unanimously recommended approval of the amendment by the Town Council at its next regularly scheduled meeting, and staff also recommends that the Town Council approve Ordinance Number 2024-03, amending Section 3.17, docks, boathouses, boat slips, and piers of the LUDC to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. And if you have any questions, I can address those now.
Patty, I want to thank you for working on this, and I also want to thank the planning board. We have the chair here. Thank you very much, because I know you worked hard on it, and you made sure it came back to you, and you made sure that it said exactly what you felt it needed to say. So I want to thank you. I don't have any questions, but anyone?
I just have a comment. And, you know, Patty, I was actually sitting on the planning board when this variance request came up.
Yeah.
And the planning board did a fantastic job of thinking through the process, which I know we do not grant many variances in the state of Florida, but this time we did because it made perfect sense. So I wanted to say that out loud because of the planning board, and again, the great job they did. This also affects the other residents in there that live in that particular area, because the question was raised at that time, if a disaster strikes and they lose their walkovers, what would they have to do at that particular moment? And it was apply for a variance. So, you know, again, great job by the planning board.
Thank you, Skip. Joe?
Just a comment, something long overdue.
Yeah.
My 12 years on the code board, I was involved with several of those issues. And when I would look at the walkway and understand that it was part of the calculation for the dock space, It just made no common sense whatsoever, but it's what we were saddled with.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you.
Good. No. Nothing.
Well, this is kind of a mini version of when we repealed the wedding cake formula.
Yes. Yep.
And it's a good example of when something is found that is becoming problematic, it happens to get changed and it makes sense. And my walkway and dock happens to be one of those in the picture, so I appreciate it more than most people. Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to ask a question or a comment? Yes, Mr. Bullard.
Robert Bullard, 4802 South Peninsula Drive. As an engineer, I see all kinds of issues here. What is the requirement for just a walkway? What's that regulated under?
What is the regulation for the walkway?
Yeah, Patty? If you just want to build a walkway, not a dock. Is that under this ordinance or something else?
I'm not sure if it can be answered right now. If not, we'll get you the answer.
Do you mean a walkway to the river? Well, under the current code, it would have to, I believe it would have to meet the maximum calculation that was after 2012, it was considered part of the dock and its structures. So it would have had to have met the maximum dock calculation. In this case, if they were just building a walkway, it would have been 700 square feet max.
So you see the glitch. You've got a walkway that suddenly becomes a dock because there's no dock connected with it. I think we need to get a little more specific here. I don't think of a walkway as a dock through the wetlands. And why would it be considered a dock for purposes of calculating the size of the walkway?
No, that's what's being eliminated. That's what's being eliminated. It used to be that way.
No, but
now
I'm saying
it's not.
Gary, if you want to just build a walkway, what regulates the size, orientation, curvature, alignment, whatever? What is it in this ordinance or any other ordinance?
No, I think you could get an elevated walkway if you had something to get over, and it could go all the way to the navigable water under this new ordinance, and you just have to have it not wider than and high. You got to have the darn thing 5 feet off the ground.
That's the third dimension. I'm not concerned about that particularly. I'm just concerned about what specifically relates to the walkway size being something other than the size of a dock. It's eliminated from being calculated when it's in the dock. It doesn't count. Who knows how long a walkway can end up being. But what I'm concerned about is what regulates the size of the walkway, the orientation of it, that sort of thing.
Are we without a regulation for this?
We don't have to solve this.
No, we don't have to solve it today, but...
Well, the walkway can't exceed 6 feet per this amendment.
Patty, if I
we can
jump
check
in,
further.
Excuse me. We do have a separate set of standards for elevated boardwalks.
Robert, there's a separate set of regulations per our
Specifically across wetlands or anywhere?
I would have to read them. I'm just seeing, I know that it's there in the code. I'm looking at it right now. If you like, I can send it to you.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll have it sent. Thank you, Robert, for bringing that up. Anyone else? If there is no other public comment, then I will entertain a motion.
I would like to make a motion that we approve Ordinance 2024-03, amending Section 3.17, docks, boathouses, boat slips, and piers of the LUDC to be consistent with the comprehensive plan.
On first reading.
On first reading.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Villanella?
Yes.
Councilmember Milano?
Yes.
Mayor Peritsky?
Yes.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. Thank you, Planning Department, for the work that you did. Very appreciated. Thank you very much. 11B, Ordinance 2024-04, updating our purchasing regulations. Cliff, could you please read by title only?
Yes, Mayor. Ordinance 2024-04, read by title only, an ordinance of the Town of Ponsonlet, Florida, amending various sections of Chapter 2, Administration, Article 8 of the Town's Code of Ordinances regarding purchasing, providing for codification, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Thank you, Cliff. Mike?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, this ordinance follows discussion by the Town Council last month's meeting about raising the purchasing thresholds by which the Council would need to step in and approve any kind of particular expenditures. Currently, that limit is $25,000. It was discussed last month's meeting of raising that to $50,000. So that would be the threshold at which the Council would have to authorize any kind of approval and which items at that amount would have to go out for bid. So this ordinance updates that entire section of the code. Wherever you see the $25,000 currently is changed to $50,000. There are a few other changes also regarding the internal policies by which staff makes purchases. Right now that level is $5,000 before you would have to get three written quotes, and then that's proposed to change to $7,500. And as you saw last month, we did a lot of research on comparisons to other cities. This is something that is more in line with what a lot of other cities are doing. And just a point for those that were not here in the audience last time, you know, just due to inflation, that $25,000, that was first put in place in 2006. And so that level now, or that amount now, is equivalent to about $38,000. And it's just needed to bring it up to at least what is covered by inflation and then, you know, cover a little bit past that. So, you know, with purchasing thresholds, it's always that balance of providing streamlined efficiency in purchases, getting stuff done, and then also transparency. So this is an adjustment to what it was, but this is, again, follows the direction of the Council. So I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Mike. Does anyone have any questions? We did go through this rather fully at the last meeting. You have a question?
Yeah, just one. And again, we did talk about this at the last meeting, but the question again, would this exclude any items that would affect the town's fixed cost for future year operating budget? What I mean by that is leased vehicles, that type thing. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but I just want to be clear that this would not, I trust you, Michael, with everything. You know that. And it's not questioning your judgment. But if there's an item that comes up, I want to make sure it's only for that particular year's budget and not future budgets as we move forward.
Right. Yeah, that could be made a little bit more clear. Right now, it's not said one way or the other, but, you know, we can definitely do that.
And again, that's a question to the Council. And you know, I say it for this Council and also for councils moving forward for years down the road. Not that, again, Michael or staff would not make a good, solid business decision. That's not what I'm saying. But to me, if it's going to affect future years, if it's a decision that's going to be affecting future years' budgets, that might be something, in my opinion, that should come to Council.
So you would suggest that the ordinance clarify that the ordinance limit a $50,000 purchase to the year in which it is being okay.
Yes, that's
how
correct.
Does anyone else feel about that? Good. What do you think, Joe?
I'd really have to hear the verbiage on that to understand it in more detail, because if you're going to purchase something today at $50,000 and it's a single item purchase, I'm not certain how that feeds into the future.
Do you have an example?
Yeah. Leased vehicles, prime example. Right now, based on this, the staff could lease vehicles starting tomorrow with money that's currently in the budget, maybe not budgeted for that particular item, but they could go ahead and conduct a lease agreement that could go into 5 or 6 years. And I'm not talking about, Joe, something that would be purchased just, you know, for this year. Okay, another example is the sign that we're talking about, the electronic sign. You know, staff could purchase that because that does not affect our fixed cost going into future years. I'm just saying any item that would affect our fixed cost as the budget moves forward.
Okay.
I believe that the purchase is a purchase, and it's a single purchase. A contract to go lease a car is a contract, and that is a different animal than a single purchase.
Understand, but it has happened. So.
Well, it shouldn't.
Okay. So, Mike, is there anything you'd like to say, or even a Cliff, if you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah,
nothing.
I think we can do that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. All right. And we can still approve this on a first reading because it's not changing the title. It'll just be some language. Okay. Okay. Anyone in the audience wish to ask any questions about this? All right. Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion for this ordinance on first reading.
I'll make a motion. I make a motion to approve proposal ordinance 2024-04, amending various sections of the Chapter 2, Article 8 of the Town Code of Ordinance regarding purchase regulations, including language that would state any item that would affect future year budgets for our cap expense should be brought before Town Council for approval.
On first reading. Perfect. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Okay. Joe has made a second. A motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
Councilmember Villanella?
Yes.
Mayor Peritsky?
Yes.
Councilmember Milano?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, 12A, this is old business, Harbor Village CSA cost participation request. This had been tabled from our June council meeting. Mike?
Yeah, exactly that. This was first discussed back in May and then in June. And then the question was, that was posed to the town councils, would the town be willing to contribute toward some amount that's unspecified toward the reconstruction of the dune walkover that was damaged in the 2022 hurricanes. The council had tabled this pending further discussions on the budget of next year's budget and the budget workshop. The council has since then set a millage rate, and so we're back here at this point. So again, the only question really that is before the council at this point is, should it be included in next year's budget? And should the council go forward with that, then I would think the actual transfer of money would be covered by, our recommendation would be that covered in an agreement. You know, and that agreement would specify the terms such as being limited to a one-time contribution, indemnification, no ongoing maintenance responsibility, that sort of thing. I think these have been discussed previously, but I just wanted to make the point that we only have one question before the council at this point, and then if it goes forward, then the council would see this again in the form of an agreement.
Well, thank you, Mike. And before we start discussing it here, I do know that we have in the audience representatives from Harbor Village, and the public will most likely want to weigh in. But I want to point out specifically that we received correspondence, we the council, from several residents, both in opposition as well as in support for this item. We also have a letter from the executive committee of the Harbor Village Board of Directors. Now, some of you may not have heard this. We discussed this at length at an earlier council meeting, but I'd like to reiterate that the original agreement relating to this walkover predates this council. Before us now is a request for cost sharing that provides a public benefit. That is the request for the council to approve a cost share, because the item under consideration does provide some kind of a public benefit. Now, the exact number of residents using the walkover, the Harbor Village walkover, is not known. Could you put the slide up? I wanted us to all have a visual of what we're talking about, because Loggerhead, it's been told to us, and now we could see it. We do know that Harbor Village Walkover represents the closest approach to the beach for approximately 25 homes, both on Atlantic and Loggerhead, which meets the test of a public benefit. And I just want to call your attention on the slide that the approach at Winter Haven is approximately 2,500 feet to the north, or about a half a mile, and to the south, the closest approach is 1,000 feet away at Ocean View. You know, bearing in mind, of course, they would be round trip, which doubles these amounts. Now, I know we have at least one member of the public here on Loggerhead, that I know, and we did hear that the Loggerhead residents do use the Harbor Village Walkover, I believe, or would use it. Now, our council's responsible for the entire incorporated municipality of Ponce Inlet. There have always been and will continue to be items and issues that impact some but not all of our residents. Some recent examples include the sewer project we undertook on Ponce de Leon Circle. The cost of that was approximately $1 million, and it addressed the flooding conditions that were impacting about 25 homes. Several years ago, the dredging of the canals on Anchor and Old Carriage was taken up by council. While this was ultimately resolved by the homeowners, the town contributed approximately $50,000 towards the engineering and legal related costs of the project. Within the current budget, the new fire department apparatus at a cost in excess of $1.2 million provides a limited benefit to the single-story residences in town. And on this afternoon's agenda was an item involving the reservation system for our pickleball courts. Not every resident in Ponce Inlet plays pickleball, yet we have already made a very significant investment in terms of legal fees and staff time. Yet another example is our future septic-to-sewer project, which offers very little as far as benefits for the condos and homes, which are already connected. Now, as to the item that's before us, it's council's responsibility to consider this, and because we do represent an entire municipality, which includes the homes you see on the slide, the amount being requested, it is relatively small, and it's been requested for a one-time investment with Harbor Village agreeing to take care of it from this point forward. So I leave you with all of this just by way of information to begin the discussion. So our council, would anyone like to speak?
Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
Since if usually that end speaks up first.
Well, I'm glad you're jumping in.
This end. Well, and just a little bit of synopsis that when the easement was given to Harbor Village, one of the conditions was that it be public, and some people thought that they had given it to us after it was on. And so the $25,000 number is about one-fourth of the total. The usage that our residents actually get doesn't anywhere approach 25%. So I have no problem with a contribution to keep it or because the public uses it, but I think 25 is a little bit high and should be somewhat less than that.
Thank you, Gary. Anyone at this end?
I still have several questions that I'd like answered by Harbor Village. Having been involved with HOAs and condominium associations over the last 15 to 20 years, I'm making a leap here, an educated guess, if you will, that somewhere in your articles of incorporation and in your covenants, it is clearly spelled out the deal that was struck with the developer at that time with the town regarding access. So the funding for it had to be determined at that snapshot in time. That's not to say that I wouldn't support some kind of a participation, but this is something that I would, at this point in time, I want to make sure it's just a one-time, undertaking by the town, because this could come back and snapshot back at us with other HOAs and or condo associations that would ask for the same thing.
Joe, my understanding is that we would enter into some kind of a stipulation, some kind of settlement that would verbalize this is it, and secondly, that we have no liability.
Correct.
For any future concerns or issues.
And the liability piece in writing. No mm-hmm. liability for the town. Absolutely.
Yes. And we're going to be, if we were to do anything, we need a sign.
Yes.
I think we need a sign.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yes?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and go. And just, you brought it up, Mayor. The only thing I had was the sign. And my thought process on that would be, you know, beach ramp open to Harbor Village and Ponce Inlet residents only. And the reason I say that part of it, and I'm not sure if we can do it or not, so Mr. Shepherd can tell us, but I don't want to see Harbor Village get overrun down there by people parking wherever they can park from outside Ponce Inlet. And, you know, maybe I'm being a little protective here, but we are investing our citizens' money in that. So I think it's important that it's Harbor Village residents and Ponce Inlet residents only, is just my opinion, and I'll leave it there.
I think we would need a legal opinion on that, and I'm wondering if something along the lines of, you know, kind of open to the public, but welcome Ponce Inlet residents, so that we use the word public. Go ahead, Cliff.
No.
It was worth a shot.
Here's why. Public is public. Is public. I am not a resident of New York. I don't aspire to be a resident of New York, but I can go to Central Park. I don't pay taxes in New York. If we have a park that we would like to be used just by Ponce residents, we can't enforce that. If we do, it's no longer a public park. It's a private park. And so if the intention is that this be something that is limited to Ponce residents, it's kind of like our boat ramp. We've had that discussion before. The parking around the boat ramp, which is used, as you all know, by commercial fisher people and so forth. So, yeah, that's not going to work. What we should do if we're going to make a donation or some sort of contribution to this is, yeah, we can write it up. But the most important thing from our standpoint is if it's just a donation, there's no liability that attaches with it. But we also don't want to necessarily claim credit for it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
And additionally, we want to make sure that if we are going to have the potential for being indemnified by the association, which makes sense, indemnity is only as good as the financial backing of the indemnity. The documents that have been provided said, we're in great shape at Harbor Village, but I'm a trust but verify kind of guy. Get us added to the insurance policy.
What is it you're recommending we...
They have a liability policy. We should be an added insured.
Okay. Then that's part of the agreement, if there is one. Okay. Bill?
Well, just one thing. You know, I've talked about the sign for I don't know how long from the beginning, but I was unique in the fact that from the time that walkway was put in, I knew that it was a public walkway, and I used that almost every single day that I would go for my jog. That was my turning point. So I knew it was, but we've talked about this numerous times that we didn't know. I mean, when you think about it, the only part of that whole walkway that Harbor Village residents use is when they make that right-hand turn to get into the back of the complex. Think about that. The only really time the people in Ponce Inlet are going for the Harbor Village residents, a lot of them will go over, but a lot of them go to Winter Haven Park. But when they're going to the clubhouse, they make that right-hand turn that takes them to the back of the clubhouse. They don't go all the way through. I can't tell you the number of times that I've gone over that walkway. So, but again, I was unique. I knew it was public. Skip's comment concerning the sign is extremely important.
Okay. So if we are amenable, and of course I will open this up to the public. I just want to get a handle on the council. If we are amenable to this, and if Harbor Village is amenable to our requests, which include the sign and being added as a party on their, for indemnification, Gary, you said that 25 was too much. What would be acceptable to you that you would find?
Well, I don't know the percentages, but like $10,000 came to my mind.
Okay, $10,000. What do we have with everybody? What are the numbers you're all comfortable with?
I think their request is what is 25%, which is about 22.
No, it's 22, I thought, right?
It's 22.
They have not made a specific
request. Right, this was us. We were talking.
We suggested maybe some rational basis to do 25%, which comes out to a little over 22,000. Yeah. Of the cost. So they have not made a specific request.
Okay. So they didn't make a specific request, but staff is not recommending. Staff is, you gave that number.
Suggestion just
22,000.
Right.
Okay. So
750.
I have some numbers, you know, just as a point of reference that may kind of help. And this is sort of where we were coming from. You know, in terms of number of units, there's 670 units in there. That's about 21% of the total number that the town has. They are also, in terms of tax base, it comes out to about 17, a little over 17%. You know, so those are just some, we're trying to find somewhere to start with that.
Okay. Gary, hearing that, does that change your opinion on the 10,000?
Well, not really, because the percentage of their residents against the total residents geographically, the town residents can't use that practically from that area. So it's a lesser percent than where they started.
Okay.
My humble opinion.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Does anyone else have any thoughts before I open it to the public? Nothing? Nothing? Okay. So the public, yes.
Steve Field, 6 Mars, All South. Have we asked those 24 or 25 houses whether they're willing to contribute to the walkway, since they're the ones that want to use the walkway?
I'm not going to ask them. They are members of the public, and it may not be limited to them. This is just what I thought might be helpful to see.
Well, my suggestion would be whatever they're willing to contribute, we match. I mean, let's be perfectly honest. No one other than those 24 houses are going to park their car on South Atlantic Avenue and walk across that boardwalk.
We're not aware of who may or may not use it, somebody walking on the beach.
Walking on the beach to do what? Normally you walk from the Atlantic to the beach and then from the beach to Atlantic. And other than those houses there, they're really the only people that have any really reason to use that. I have no problem with them contributing and the city contributing, but there's 600 some houses that we said, or condos, and how many of them are full-time residents?
We have 670 units.
And how many full-time residents?
Out of those, are 320 are homesteaded.
It's just, you know, I live in a gated community, and we built a new walkway after the storm, and we didn't come here asking for any money.
Is yours open to the public?
Absolutely. I could change the sign, too. No problem.
No.
Are you?
Yours state's private.
If you're going to contribute $10,000, I'm sure we can take the sign down.
Are you speaking on behalf of your association?
I can get it. If you're willing to pay us $10,000, I'm willing to get this association to come and beg for $10,000, too.
That's not before us right now, but thank you for saying that. You know, but it's not before us right now.
Well, how do we get it before you?
You can
have the hurricane tear down your thing and have to rebuild it.
We already did that. We already rebuilt it.
Did it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Skip.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Did we rebuild this walkway after the hurricane?
You rebuilt the steps, yes.
The whole walkway?
Well, that was because it was rotten out.
Well, so that's why Harbor Village
You're asking a question. I'm giving you an answer.
Did Harbor Village walkway get destroyed by the hurricane, or was it rotted out?
It didn't get destroyed by hurricane. The stairwell did.
Okay, so now we're talking about stairwell instead of a walkway.
No, they're redoing their whole walkway. They want a contribution. Did Los Alos come to the council and say, we'll make this public?
No problem.
So, again, you're speaking on behalf of the board of directors. Okay. That's good to know. Good luck with that one.
I'm done.
Just real quick, before you leave, you understand that there's a special contract that was written with Harbor Village and Ponce Inlet before that walkway was built. There was no special conditions made with Las Olas when Las Olas' walkway was built. Maybe you should have done it when Las Olas started, because Harbor Village did.
Yes, I see a hand in the back.
Hi, Kathy Harvey, 41 Loggerhead Court. Okay. Madam Mayor, Council. I'm not a legal person, but here's the deal. Exactly what you said. Oh, I have to address it to the mayor. It was written. And there's a precedent for the residents of Loggerhead Court. We have been using it for a long time. And suddenly we're going to say, what would be the recourse if we didn't donate, if you didn't make a little contribution? It is being used. People go from the west, they go to the park, they're surfers. People park there, they walk down, and they use the same access. I understand that the gentleman objects, but I don't think it's rational, and I think it's rude.
Thank you, Kathy. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes.
Jeff Wilner, 4670 Links Village Drive. I am Vice President of the CSA for Harbor Village.
Millie Jarina, I am the treasurer for the CSA at Harbor Village, 4625 River's Edge Walk in Ponce Inlet.
First, I want to thank the council for bringing us back today. We've all had a lot of patience. We've all had a lot of discussions. We've all had a lot of fun in discussing all of the parameters of what we have asked you for. One of the things that I did want to clarify very quickly, Mike brought up the dollar amount. The original amount that we actually had come before the council, as I chatted with Lois about, was 50% of what we were spending, which was $92,000. So in reality, our initial response was somewhere in the vicinity of $45,000 to $46,000, at which point I believe I'd have to remember. We've been to the council meetings now like 5 months in a row for this. I think it was about 60 days ago that it was discerned that we were approximately 25%, which you took the total amount and decided that $22,000 was the approximate amount that you may be willing to contribute to our beach boardwalk. In reality, in our estimation, we have 671. You forgot about the attorney across the street. He is part of our association. That's John Morgan. In any case, if you even take the fact that the census, the most recent census, puts Ponce Inlet between 3,300 and 3,400 in population, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's over 3,400.
Okay, approximately 3,400. And right now we have 671 homeowners, of which, if you just use a simple math, times two, we're over 1,300. So in reality, we're actually more than 35%. From a resident standpoint, people that would use that particular boardwalk. And yes, Loggerhead uses it, we know that. We know Bill, who used to live at Harbor Village, and now uses it for his walk. People to the north of our clubhouse use it also because they have no way of getting over the dunes. They have to use our boardwalk. Those are the six homes just north of us, till you get to the attorney's. And he has two homes. So from all of the things that we have chatted about, you all received, I believe, a letter from the three executive members of Harbor Village Committee, which happens to be Rick, Millie, and myself. Out of that letter, were there any other issues and or concerns that you would like to bring up? If not, then I would appreciate very much that the town council give us your recommendations. If it means adding you as a portion of our insurance, that's not an issue. If it means putting up a sign that says public access, which I believe Mr. Shepard mentioned it would have to be that way, that's fine too. I don't have any problem doing that, and I don't think the rest of the executive committee would have a problem doing that either. So if there is no other, we ask the town council to please vote.
Well, let me just play with your numbers a little bit, because you can't take our 3,500 residents and compare them to the number of people that might live in Ponce in Harbor Village, because those are full-time residents that are 3,500. If you took the entire 2 persons per household, we could have a population of 10,000. And so you can't compare your number of units against the actual population. Just wanted to play that game with you.
I do not have any questions. Does anybody have any questions? No questions. No questions? Okay.
No.
Thank you very much, both of you, because we do appreciate you coming, your efforts, the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Lois.
Now, is there anybody else in our audience who wishes to comment or speak about this? Oh, Mary, please.
Kimberly Comfort, 85 Ocean Way Drive. I was around when this was being built, when this whole thing was underway. It was a really big bone of contention that once that walkway was put up, they immediately put up signs that said Harbor Village only. And they mounted them in such a way that people didn't believe that they could walk, use the public access, which was part of the guarantee. So that's my one concern. They finally did move the sign off to the side, but as people comment, a lot of people don't know that is a walkway. I do believe that I have been directed off the beach on a thunderstorm, get to the nearest crossover and get over. So I think that anybody who's on that beach at any time a thunderstorm could come up would want to know there is a public walkway there and they should have the right to use it. And in particular, since it was set up and granted, due to the fact that we were going to be allowing the general public to use it from the beginning, even though they're all responsible for it, I think that we need to make sure it remains in public use. I am kind of leery about the amount of money we're talking again to and setting a precedence that every homeowners association is going to come, anybody who has anything is going to say, well, will you help us too? I'm not opposed, and I think their letter even commented that, the recent one that came out commented they weren't asking for the stretch that was going to their clubhouse part. They were asking for help with the main part out. I don't like this calculation of if we're 25% of the residents, because I'm with you, of what's our people who actually live here versus this is their second home. And you know, as people have already commented, the taxes are high on our homes as it is, and we don't need to keep raising it to be covering homeowners associations in addition to it. I think I would be not opposed if the council wants to contribute a small token amount to this. I do think there was a deal set at the very beginning for this, and it has never been notably marked that it is a public walkway. And I would appreciate, you know, that we sometimes send out little emails in the town telling somebody, you know, like Major Street got a new park stop sign. It may be the time to send out on the email just to tell people, realize there is this walkway, that you are welcome to use it. And in particular, if you're on the beach in a thunderstorm and you're directed off the beach, know where it is. So overall, I'm not opposed to some money to it, but I am afraid of it starting a precedent, and I think we do have to be careful of that. answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, Doris.
I'm Doris Hines, 4621 South Atlantic Avenue. I've done some research through Mike Disher, who I really appreciate the quick response that he provided to me. As I understand it, the town did not contribute any money to the original building of this walkover. And in my opinion, we should not contribute anything, and we should stay out of the financial side of it. The other thing I understood was that it was a condition of the town approving the planned unit development for the beach club. So the condition was that the Harbor Village would allow it to be a public walkover. And that condition allowed or helped the council at that time to approve this. As I said, we had no financial obligation in it then or now. I would ask that the Harbor Village provide an exact drawing of what they intend to do. From what I understand, nothing has been submitted really to the town to show what dimensions, if they're going to be in the same footprint they were, if they're really expanding it, and that's why they want some contribution. It's unclear to me on that. The other thing I'm surprised about is that many, as other people have said, many of us don't know that's a public walkover. I walked by there last Monday. There's no signage. I would have expected 2 months ago when Harbor Village made their first ask to the council to provide some funding that signs would have gone up immediately as a good faith gesture that they do want public to be able to use that. There's no signs, which to me I find very interesting. I do question whether they really want to advertise that it's public. And the other side is that I do understand that not everyone is going to benefit from every expenditure that the town either needs to make or wants to make. But I do think that the primary benefits of this are the Harbor Village residents, along with the 20-something houses on Loggerhead. And maybe Loggerhead has an agreement, informal or whatever, that they still get to use it. But, I mean, obviously it is a public walkway, so anybody gets to use it. At the initial meeting, too, it very much sounded like the board at Harbor Village had approved this expenditure, could afford to cover it, and perhaps as an afterthought came to the council to try to get some other contribution. But even at the $25,000 estimate of maybe providing, dividing that by the 670 units at Harbor Village is a very small amount of money for the Harbor Village people to fund this in the entirety. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Shannon White, 39 Coastal Oaks. How many walkways are we, is Ponce Inlet responsible for? Is it county? Is it the town? I mean, there's numerous walkways. And how many are we responsible for? And how many are we funding? And the hurricane hit the whole beach line. So, I mean, there's been replacement and expenditures throughout. How many are we responsible for?
Just one. That's it. Ponce Preserve.
Ponce Preserve. Yes. Just one. Mm-hmm. The rest of the public
ones
are county?
They're either private or Volusia County.
Volusia County. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, sorry. You next. Yeah, sorry about that. Yes. Sharon.
My name is Sharon Lemieux. I'm at 4590 South Atlantic Avenue. This brings a question in my mind. If we, as public residents of Ponce Inlet, partake in supporting this, does this make it public walkway? Does this need to be ADA accessible in the plans? And will there be parking involved? Will they still have the private fence up? And how public is that really public if it's still a private fence and not ADA accessible?
I can answer from the ADA. Maybe I should turn it back over to Cliff, but all the attorneys have indicated. Go ahead, Cliff. I'll let you say it.
Well, are you saying, do we have to do this for others?
Not so much. I wonder what the umbrella was as far as our liability. If this is just a donation from the city.
Okay. The answer to the question is, as just a donation, there's no liability. That's step one. Lawyers sue anyway. That's step two. And that's why we want to be protected by your insurance policy.
I see. Understand.
And it need not be ADA. That was one of your questions, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
That is what the research has indicated, that it need not be ADA.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Yes.
Robin Scrivens, and I'm 4620 Riverwalk Village Court. My question, and I guess more legally, if this is considered, are we considering the walkway a private or a public walkway? That's my question. And who's, if someone falls and gets hurt, who's getting sued? The town or Harbor Village? That's my question.
I'm ready for that one. Harbor Village is getting sued. But the potential is that the town will get sued, too, for the reasons I just said. Is there liability if all we are is a donor of funds? The answer is no.
Okay.
Will we get sued anyway? Probably. That's why we want to be insured by the policy. The reality is that when plaintiff's lawyers, if there are any here, please forgive me, but it's accurate, sue, they shotgun. They look for the most potential exposure to get the most potential participation in the settlement. And so that leads to, okay, do we fight it long enough to get it kicked out, which would typically happen very quickly, but still cost $5,000 to $10,000, or do we pay them the $5,000 to $10,000 and be out now? Mm-hmm. And that's why, even in the absence of actual liability, which if all we do is make a contribution, we would have none. I am 100% confident in that. This is not like 90-20, 90-10, not like that. But do I think we might get sued anyway? Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, thank you for considering donating an amount to us, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? We'll open it back up to the council based upon the comments and the questions. Is there anything anyone would like to say? Nothing? Nothing? Nothing. Okay. I will entertain a motion if someone would like to make a motion.
Me? Okay. I make a motion to participate in the cost of the dune walkover with negotiation with the town manager.
Oh, I think we need an amount.
Yes.
We need an amount in your motion.
This is for the decision whether to put some amount in the budget.
Okay. Then that's a perfect motion. Perfect.
Oh, you want me to give an amount?
No. Yes?
Well, yeah, if you're going to put it in the budget.
I mean, I've got an amount here that you wrote down, Mike.
Yeah. We need to put an amount, I think, in your motion, because that's what we're talking about, putting it in
during
the
negotiation, in the cost of the dune walkover, it shall not exceed $22,987.50.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
A motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Milano?
Yes.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
Mayor Peritsky?
Yes.
Councilmember Villanella?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
I want to thank everybody. Reasonable minds do differ on things of this nature, but I want to thank everybody for the respectful and civil way that we did interact on this and come to a conclusion. Thank you, Harbor Village Executive Board over there. Thank you for the citizen comments. It always helps to make a better decision, we think, at the end. Thank you,
Mayor,
everybody.
Can I ask one question? In that motion, we did not put anything in there about the sign. Should we put that in there as a sign also? Just asking.
Yes.
I thought that would be covered in what I said, the negotiation with the town manager.
No.
No?
We want the sign. Okay. So does Cliff, do we open that? What do we do with the motion now?
If the answer is you only get the money if you put up the sign, then you probably need to make that an amendment to your motion.
But we just made a motion, so should he make, yeah.
But you can do a coda to the motion, or you can reconsider the motion because you made it and it passed, and say, I move to reconsider based on the information that it was incomplete, and now add that to it. So either way, you end up in the same place.
What he said, right?
Back the words.
What he said.
You're saying they can just make a second motion.
Yes. I don't have to amend the existing motion. I'm making a second motion.
You can.
Okay. I'm going to make a second motion that there will be absolutely no discussion concerning a public sign, that it is open to the public.
Then I will...
Sign put there.
Yes. Put there.
Got it.
And I will second. Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Councilmember Milano?
Yes.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
Mayor Peretzky?
Yes.
Councilmember Villanella?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Stupid signs.
Yes.
You're right.
Yep, you're right.
Can't I just put an S on that motion?
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
He heard the S.
That's what I heard. I'm a little old. I can't hear, but that's what I heard.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Bill.
And moving along, now we have a discussion. This is our discussion item on the support for future Volusia County Coastal Armoring Project in Wilbur by the Sea. Mike?
Yes, thank you. At the last month's meeting, we heard a presentation by Volusia County Chair Jeff Brower and Wilbur by the Sea resident Tom Rutledge on brought to light a situation where in Wilbur on South Atlantic Avenue, there are several homes that were damaged during our 22 hurricanes and then demolished, but the backside of those facing the beach is not armored. So this included a request for the town to support any future efforts by the county to protect these properties in some way. So we have a report here. Well, let me back up. So the after the presentation, staff was asked to look at this and bring back additional information for discussion on what the town, and for a decision by the council on what the town may want to do. Also, to the what extent should staff be involved in this? So there's a report that's provided in your packet here about the background. Mm-hmm. This all started with a letter from the county chair back in July, addressed to state agencies, DOT and DEP, as well as to senior county staff. There was also a very lengthy discussion at the tail end of the county council meeting last month. That didn't result in any kind of action or direction. We've since talked with county staff, and they don't have any specific plans either at this point, although they did provide us with their emergency plan for the beach. That's provided an attachment for there, which has been updated to address coastal erosive coastal storms. So at this point, we're really looking to the council to see what kind of direction you have for us, if any, and where you want to go with this.
And what I would like to get a consensus from the council is we have Mr. Rutledge here, Mayor Rutledge, who provided us last month with the PowerPoint. He provided us with a significant amount of information as well for this meeting, and he is prepared. He said it's a 4-minute presentation right now. Would you like to hear what he has to say first before we go? I think it would be very helpful to see the information and to hear from him. Mayor Rutledge, if you would be kind enough to come up here and provide us with your presentation.
I just have one question to ask you before you start the clock. Is I don't want to waive my right to comment later should something come up in the public comment and the council discussion, so I could respond to it then.